Atlantic senior basketball player Garrett Franken made a verbal commitment on Sunday to play college basketball at the University of North Dakota. Franken made that announcement after spending some time with the team on a visit this past weekend.
I went there Saturday for my unofficial visit, and I played with their team and visited their campus and stuff. And as soon as we left, I told my parents that this was the right fit for me, and I loved everything about North Dakota, so that's where I'm going to go, and I'm happy with my decision.
He received an offer from that Division I program back in early July. Franken said he just had a good visit with the program.
And I felt a connection right away with their players, and I've been talking to their coaches since my sophomore year, and I've had a really good connection with them, so I can tell that I fit in really good up there.
Franken just completed his junior season with Atlantic, in which the Trojans went 18-5 and lost only to three teams. The 6'7" Franken averaged 16 points a game on 43% shooting for the season. He also collected 125 rebounds, had 89 assists and 39 steals while primarily playing the point guard position. Well, with the first day of school today, Franken said he wanted to get his decision out of the way early.
I wanted to choose my school before my senior year started, so I didn't have anything to worry about and have to worry about making a decision during sports and stuff. So now I can just focus on my athletics and go from there.
The North Dakota Fighting Hawks are located in Grand Forks, North Dakota, and play in the Big Sky Conference. The Fighting Hawks went 17 and 16 overall last season. They were 10-8 in conference action last year. Major League Baseball action last night. The Dodgers just kept hitting balls out of Great American Ballpark. Adrian Gonzalez led the assault on Cincinnati pitching with three of the Dodgers' seven home runs and an 18-9 thrashing of the Reds. His eight RBIs is a career high. Gonzalez hit one of his homers in the fifth inning when the Dodgers blasted four in all. The Dodgers piled up seven homers for the first time since 2006. Elsewhere in the majors last night, Mark Trumbo hit his major league leading 38th home run to pace Baltimore to a 4-3 win over Washington. Jonathan Scope also went deep for the Orioles, who had lost five of their previous six games. David Price allowed two hits over eight scoreless innings against his former team to lead Boston to a 6-2 win over Tampa Bay. That win moved the Red Sox into a tie with idle Toronto for first in the AL East. Carlos Carrasco scattered four hits over eight innings and struck out nine to lead Cleveland to a 1-0 win over Oakland. Chris Bryant hit his 32nd homer of the season to back the pitching of John Lester in the Cubs' 5-1 win over San Diego. Paul Goldschmidt homered to lead off the bottom of the ninth, giving Arizona a 9-8 win over Atlanta. Kyle Seager and Nick Zunino hit three-run homers to help Seattle outslug the Yankees 7-5. Kirk Nieuwenhuis capped a three-run first inning with a two-run single to lead Milwaukee to a 4-2 win over Colorado. And Doug Fister pitched seven scoreless innings to lead Houston to a 3-1 win over Pittsburgh. A right-hander Steven Strasburg of the Washington Nationals has been placed on the disabled list with right elbow soreness. Strasburg, who started the season 15-1, is 0-3 in his past three starts with a 14.66 earned run average. This is his second stint on the DL this season. He missed 17 games with an upper back strain from June 16th through July 3rd. The New York Mets have placed left-hander Steven Matz on the 15-day disabled list with shoulder tightness. That move is retroactive to August 15th. The rookie is 9-8 with a 3.40 earned run average. Matz was scratched from his Friday start. In NFL news, Colin Kaepernick threw against the defense on Monday and for the first time since August 10th is the 49ers practice. He's been nursing a sore shoulder. Kaepernick is on track to make his preseason debut Friday against the Packers as he battles with Blaine Gabbert for San Francisco's starting quarterback job. Trevor Siemian will start at quarterback for the Broncos when they take on the Rams Saturday in their third exhibition game. He's battling Mark Sanchez for the starting job, with neither having claimed the job so far. Coach Gary Kubiak says he'll decide next week who will be under center against Carolina for the season opener on September 8th. The Colts have fortified an injury-filled secondary by signing veteran cornerback Antonio Cromartie. The 10-year veteran spent the last season with the Jets. His 31 interceptions is third best among active players. Starting cornerback Patrick Robinson hurt his groin in Saturday's loss to Baltimore. Pro Bowl cornerback Vontae Davis is week to week with a sprained ankle. The Chiefs have taken pass rusher Tom Bahali off the physically unable to perform list. The club says he will only practice on a limited basis. Holly had surgery in the off season on his knees, which forced him to miss nearly every practice late last season. Running back Matt Jones of the Washington Redskins will miss the rest of the preseason with a left shoulder injury. He separated the shoulder in Friday's game with the Jets. Coach Jay Gruden says he hopes to have Jones ready for the start of the regular season. Well, the Court of Arbitration for Sport has confirmed Russia's ban from the Paralympic Games as punishment for a state-backed doping program. CAS announced its urgent verdict to dismiss the Russian Paralympic Committee's appeal against exclusion from the September 7th through 18th Games in Rio. A hearing was held in Rio on Monday. The court said its judges ruled that the International Paralympic Committee did not violate any procedural rule in banning the Russian team 2 weeks ago. Swimmer Ryan Lochte has lost four sponsors due to his actions at the just-concluded Summer Olympics. Speedo USA announced it's dropping the swimmer over a drunken incident in Rio that he initially described as an armed robbery. Clothier Ralph Lauren has also pulled its support, as have a skincare company and a Japanese mattress maker. And back to baseball, Spencer Newman was 4-for-5 with 4 RBIs, and Bowling Green, Kentucky scored 11 runs in the 7th inning for a 14-4 victory over Johnston, Iowa Monday night in the Little League World Series. Kentucky had the bases loaded in the 5th, 6th, and 7th innings. With the bases full in the 7th, Patrick Forbes and Devin Obey were both walked, and Tate Hanks crossed home plate on a wild pitch for a 6-3 lead. Newman drilled a 2-run double, and Turner Nottmeyer hit an RBI double to right to make it 9-3. Iowa loaded the bases with nobody out in the bottom of the 7th inning, but they were held to just 1 run on Josh Larson's RBI single. Iowa starter Caden Dinn left with an apparent injury to his throwing arm in the top of the 3rd inning. Kentucky will play New York Wednesday night, while Iowa faces Rhode Island in an elimination game in the series today. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.